Thank you for listening to our podcast and sermons online. I hope that they have been a blessing to you, that you see God working in your life because of them. This is a ministry of Grace Baptist Church, and we will keep it completely free. If you would like to make a donation to help offset the cost of this ministry, you can do so through the donate button on our website at gbcmartinsburg.com. If you're a member of an independent, fundamental, King James-only church, please do not donate your tithe to us. Again, our web address is gbcmartinsburg.com. Thank you for listening.
Me, with your Bibles now, go to 2 Timothy chapter number 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 1 this morning. We'll read verses 12 through 14 responsively. I'll read verse number 12. You'll join me on verse number 13, and then we'll go ahead and read verse number 14 together. 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verses 12 through 14. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 12, "For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." Let's finish on that verse number 14 together. "That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us."
I want to help you today. I'm to our guests. I'm not always mean, but I might be a little rougher today than normal on a Sunday morning. But there's a reason. After all the years I've been preaching and working with people, and I see where our nation and our area is headed, I want to help you. I don't have a bad attitude against people. I have a bad attitude against wrong.
Amen.
I've got a bad attitude about sin and our lackadaisical approach to it. You say, why? Because I just believe in God and his word and his truth enough to believe his way is a whole lot better than ours.
Yes,
so if I offend you today, just smile. All right? But let me start by saying this. We live in what I call a hyper-information age. Man gets a power rush from having access to information. The word research has been replaced with, "Hey Siri, Google, or Wikipedia." There is no verification of truth in these sources, and yet we actually trust those sources of information as having been verified. We now, due to our news media, social media, and other forms of communication, think fast information is better than accurate information. Now listen to me. The problem is fast information involves mostly speculation or conjecture. But people want it quickly. So they accept the speculation as truth. By the way, this isn't just in the 21st century. You have to understand that a lot of this started back in World War II. World War II was the first time that within days that we had reports of battles on the battlefield. So, in an effort to get information and get it quickly, as the news media will tell you, fast, easy information. This conjecture that goes with fast information is then brought on as truth. Then truth tested by time becomes hated or treated as untruth. For instance, hands up, don't shoot. We've proven that was wrong. He had a man who was trying to kill a police officer, attempted twice to reach the police officer's gun and shoot him with his own weapon, and yet the news media said, oh, he had his hands up saying that, don't shoot me. That's been proven. Everybody doing okay? But everybody believes the opposite. And by the way, I don't care if it's red, green, purple, black, chartreuse, I'm colorblind. It doesn't matter what color somebody's skin is. Let's get past this evil thing of racism. Let's get past fast information and get to truth. Isn't it amazing how many people have been said how guilty they are, but when it goes to court, they come out not guilty? How about we wait to report on it until after it's over so that we know what the truth is? Now, all that being said, we think what is said is so important. God tells us something far different in Scripture. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 12 again. For the which cause I also suffered these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. Now watch this. For I know whom I have believed. Now look at me. Man says, knowing what is most important. God said, knowing whom is most important. God didn't say, for I know what I have believed and am persuaded. He said, for I know whom I have believed. You see, if the source of information is not trustworthy, how can we trust the information? May I say something? You can trust whatever God said.
Amen.
If you got an old black or whatever color King James Bible in your lap, you can trust it.
Amen.
Money in the bank. There it is. God said it. That's it.
That's right.
Back in the 70s, there used to be a saying, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. It's one third wrong. God said it. That settles it. Doesn't matter whether you believe it or not.
That's right.
I know a lot of people didn't believe it, but it was still right. Now, wait a minute. So God says it's not the information only that's important. It is the source or the whom of the information. Yet, these untrustworthy sources of information try to keep power and influence by inflicting fear with their information. Keep your Bibles open there. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Go back to verse number 7. For God hath not given us a spirit of, what's the next word?
Fear.
But of power and of love and of a sound mind. Guess what? This world is delusional. This world's crazy. This world's nuts. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Go to the store and cough once and watch everybody look at you. I was in a store recently and a lady coughed. She said, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, do you know there was a day where you didn't have to apologize for coughing in public before? Don't worry. She said, thank you. Who are you? I reached in my pocket and handed her a gospel tract. She said, I knew you had to be a Christian. I said, yeah, you didn't know you met a crazy Baptist preacher either. But the fast information people are trying to keep people in fear. Now, I'm going to make some statements here. Hold on to your seat. Here we go. I'm naming names. Mr. Fauci, the CDC, and the Alexandria Public School System are untrustworthy.
Amen.
How come the news agencies are trying to hush the Johns Hopkins University study that the quarantine only changed the infection rate of COVID by 0.2%. By the way, they used fact.
That's right.
So we shut down our economy, put everybody in panic and fear for 0.2% change. Everybody doing okay?
Right.
We trust the sewer department. CNN, CBS, ABC, NBC, Facebook, Google, Yahoo News, more than we trust truth. They didn't do any research. They just passed out information very quickly and colored it the wrong way. God wants us to learn to trust the whom of the information as much as the what of the information. Let me say that again. God wants us to learn to trust the whom of the information, not just the information. You see, people now live in fear because they trust the first reported information over the truth. People like me, oh, I'm the crazy one. Did you know the CDC this week just had to back up and say if natural immunity is more powerful than the vaccination? Say why? Because everybody in the world's starting to complain. Did you know when I was a kid, some of you all that have gray hair or no hair, you know what I'm talking about? Remember when we were kids, when you're, if you're over the age of 50 or 45, you know what I'm talking about here. When your cousin or somebody in the neighborhood got chicken pox, you all had a chicken pox party. You say, what's that? All the kids went to that house, so they got chicken pox and got it over with early. Everybody, for the next 2 weeks, everybody walked around with red spots all over them. We didn't quarantine. Man, we spread it and got it over with. You say, oh, I don't think that's very wise. Okay, but I haven't had chicken pox again. I've had shingles a couple times, but I haven't had chicken pox. I'm not against real medication and real help.
Amen.
I am against speculation.
Amen.
I am against fear. Now listen to this very carefully here. No wonder people are living scared and panicked. We're listening to first information, not real information.
Amen.
I'm going to make a statement here. I'm going to read it so that you don't think I'm talking to you. We are addicted to fast information, not truth.
Amen.
You carry around more information in your pocket than was available to us in a library when I was a kid. I mean, good night. We thought we were hot snot on a silver platter when we had a phone that didn't have to stay attached to the wall and you could pull the little thing out and walk around the house. Y'all remember the curly Q little cords on the phone? I mean, you know what I'm talking? Yeah, it was always in the kitchen. Yeah, buddy. You had about 12, 15 feet you could walk. And as your kids got older, it got longer because you kept pulling it a little farther. Mm-hmm. Good night. My grandparents had a party line. Y'all know what I'm talking about? There were about three or four people in the neighborhood that had the same phone number, and they picked it up, and all the old biddies, I mean, everybody in the neighborhood knew what you're talking about. Let me help you with something. Truth takes time. Truth takes time. Truth takes research improving. It's not how fast you get it. Just like at a car accident. You could have 10 people witness at a car accident, and guess what? You're going to get 10 different stories. Everybody saw it from their angle. And everybody's recall of it will be different. So what do? You put all of their information together with the physical information from the cars and the parts and where cars were struck and different things. And you put all that together, it takes time, and then you come out with what the truth was. Let's go back in history about 30 years. How many of you remember the LA riots with Rodney King? All right. I was out in Long Beach, California at the time of that. They burnt buildings down 7 blocks from my house. Do you know the news media showed you 32 seconds of almost a 7-minute video? How many of you have seen all 7 minutes of it? I have. I happen to have won the Compton Chief of Detectives to Christ, Danny Sneed. Danny was a little black, well, not little. Danny was same height as me, had a 30-inch waist, and had 42-inch shoulders. I'm not kidding. He was like a brick from the waist up. and he was like a bulldog from the waist down. Danny said, Brother Bush, you want to see this? I said, yeah. If you would have seen the whole 7 minutes, there would have never been any question of whether the police officer did what they should do. Probably their kindness in not wanting to kill someone was the only reason that man lived. I watched the whole thing. But yet the news media reported 32 seconds of it. They didn't show you him taking female police officers by the hair and smashing their faces into the side of police cruisers. They hit him with 4 tasers at the same time, millions of volts of electricity going through his body and him pulling it out and laughing at him because he's high on LSD. Now, where was that reported in the media? And yet it takes time for all this to come out. Now listen to me. Our world lives in panic. We have Nancy Pelosi telling our Olympian athletes to not exercise their right to free speech and to shut up. But if we told Congress to shut up and stop lying, we're bad and un-American. Everybody doing okay? Hang on. We criticize Ron DeSantis for doing right and keeping Florida open. And the Alexandria Public School System and 6 other counties take Governor Youngkin to court for legally revoking an executive order that is not law.
Amen.
And take him to court over it. How is it that an executive order is good as long as we agree with it? People are living in panic over first information instead of right information. Now, listen to me carefully. I want you informed fully of truth. I believe people ought to hear the truth, but I also know truth takes time before you know what the truth is. Try working in Christian schools for 25, 30 years like I did in Bible colleges and other things that I've administrated. Trust me, it takes a while to get to the truth. How many of you had children? It takes a while to get to the truth, especially if you have more than one.
Amen.
It's great when you have one. He'd come out of his room. He didn't have a brother or sister. I didn't do it. Okay, I'm sitting there talking to my wife, and there's nobody else in the house, but he didn't do it. Okay, what didn't you do? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Didn't take long to get to the truth then, but you had 2 more puppies on top of that. It takes a while to get to the truth. Truth takes time. Now, let me show you what God has to say here. The whom is more important or as important as the what? Because if you can't trust the source, how can you trust the fact? Now, listen to me carefully. What does God say about this? Look at verse number 13. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 13. It says, hold fast the form of sound words. Oh, God gives us a little outline here. Sound words. What does the word sound mean? It means true. Oh, that means truth, right? Wholesome, healthy, self-controlled. It also means proven. That means this, folks. Just because you read it on Facebook doesn't mean it's so.
Amen.
Just because you heard it on the news, and I don't care if it's Fox or anywhere else, doesn't mean it's so. Oh, preacher, Fox? Yeah, Fox too. We used to laugh at Brother Roloff. How many of you knew Dr. Lester Roloff or know of the name Dr. Lester Roloff? Oh, my soul, how sad. Brother Roloff was a prophet. He used to talk about the news media. He spent days in jail over the news media trying to shut his girls' homes down, boys' homes and men and ladies' homes. Brother Roloff used to say the 3 sewer lines, ABC, NBC, CBS. He called them the sewer line. By the way, he was right. God says, hold form the sound words, truthful words, proven words, not speculation, not my spin on what it could be. Well, this person has been taken to jail. They have molested this many children. Now, wait a minute. We say that as they've been arrested. They've been accused. It doesn't mean they're guilty. Everybody doing okay? I know people who have spent time in jail because they've been accused of something. By the way, in our court system, we have lost innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty until proven innocent now. I've been through court with some of y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Fear comes because of speculation and conjecture of the unknown. Let's bring it down into the last 2 years. Oh, this virus is going to kill millions of people in the next 6 months. Why is it they report on how many cases of it, but not how many actually die of it? Not with it, of it. God says sound words. By the way, he said in verse 7, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Now, everybody listen to this statement. How can you have a sound mind if you're not listening to sound information?
Amen.
When you listen to unsound information, you're not going to have a sound mind. This world's crazy.
Amen.
They're nuts. They're listening to the fear-mongering of fast information, not accurate information. And we believe the fast information so long that by the time the truth comes out, we call the truth wrong and the wrong truth. Information that is moved quickly incites fear. Notice what they did in the Vietnam War. Oh, our soldiers are going over there killing innocent women and children. You are always going to have civilian casualties in war. But let me say something. The North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong booby-trapped women and children in the war. Our GIs would go over there and reach in their pocket to hand them a candy bar, and as the child reached out, a vest would explode on that child and kill our soldiers. You watch your buddies get blown up with women and children doing that, what are you going to do? We had no choice. There's a reason long-term studies are done on medical treatments. I'm not against vaccinations. I'm against government forced vaccinations. Period. You want to get one every month? Go for it. I don't care. But there's a reason that generally we take 8 to 10 years and study the long-term effects of these things. And then you start pumping DNA and RNA foreign to your body in you. That has some long-lasting effect. By the way, it's short-lived in its effectiveness. That's why you got to have 2, 3, and 4 boosters now. DNA dies. We don't know what the long-term effects are of these things. Well, we ought to trust what these experts said. You really want to trust Mr. Fauci? Did you see how the information about AIDS, that he did all his research and made many, 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 many millions, they're finding out many of the things he put in place does not work? Well, he's an expert. I've met a lot of smart people that I wouldn't trust. Nancy Pelosi's a smart person, but I ain't trusting that. God help us. We need to trust the whom that created us and gave us the word of God over what man says.
Amen.
May I say something? That book right there has more sense than any human being.
Amen.
Including the guy talking to you right now.
Amen.
Shut up. I knew one of you was going to do it, so didn't know which one it was going to be. Can I tell you something? God made your body with something called immunity. And most people, by the way, I'm not for getting exposed to everything just so that you can test it out. Okay, it's been 14 plus months since I smelled or tasted anything. Trust me, I didn't like the stupid thing. One more reason to hate the Chinese government.
Amen.
I get it. But may I say something? God made our bodies to be exposed to germs on a regular basis. And the more exposed to them you are, the more you build up your immunity, unless there's something wrong with your system. Paula, God bless Brother Matthew back there. Just last week we did his wife's funeral because she had an autoimmune disease. Her body did not fight things. She took shots, I think, every week. Am I right, Brother Matthew? For many, 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 many years. Someone like that, yes, there's extra precaution. But to the general public, we're strong and healthy enough, we can get through most of this. Here's what happened, though. Your government made it to where they kept what could help you away till it was too late to use it. I'm not against medication. I know people in this room. You think medication came from the booger man. You think it's evil and vile and it's chemicals and it came out, it's man-made. Well, I hate to tell you, but the very thing that you think is natural that's good, most of it's been cursed by sin.
Amen.
Most of it comes from weeds, and weeds are a result of sin.
Amen.
By the way, it comes from the same ground where we got the medication. I don't care if you take an aspirin or take the bark of an aspen tree and chew it and get the same effect. It doesn't matter to me. By the way, that's where aspirin came from. Same thing. Aspen, aspirin. Same thing. I don't care if you chew tree bark. I don't care if you pop an aspirin. Let's not criticize one another for it. Now, you can eat all the tree bark and drink all the swamp water you want. I'm not doing it. I'll eat my squirrel gravy. Amen, fellas. Rabbit and deer.
Amen.
Turkey. Yeah, we'll shoot it all. God said in the book of Acts, rise, kill, and eat. Well, that means plants, preacher. You don't rise, kill, and eat plants. You cut plants. You don't kill them. I'm smart enough to know better than that. I'm not against medication. I'm against governments telling people what they have to do.
Amen.
Did you know if I don't want it, that's my choice?
Amen.
And I'm not affecting anybody else by that choice. And since when in our Constitution did it say that it's our responsibility to keep somebody else from getting sick? That's man-made. Their quick information always proves to be wrong. Brother Josh, you know this is true. You've worked with people a long time now. Do you know that usually the first report of something is generally about 90% wrong? Just like when your kid falls and they scream. In the first 10 seconds, my brother pushed me down the steps and he's trying to kill me. When you get to the bottom of this thing, you find out, what did you do to your brother first? And then they got to wrestling and they didn't push you. You tripped over the toy at the top of the steps that you were told to put away earlier. But my brother's trying to kill me and push me down the steps. Y'all know what I'm talking about? First information isn't always true. I'm going to get somebody mad again. There are almost 8,000 hospital beds in the state of West Virginia. As of this morning, per the governor and his website, there are 813 people in hospitals due to COVID. and 121 on ventilators. That's 12% of the hospital beds. You can't tell me that we're overrunning the hospitals with 12%. Sorry. Quick information, not accurate information. I'm not giving you false. You look it up yourself. Go to the governor's website. Well, there's 14,000 active cases. Yeah, active cases. That means people who blew positive that aren't in a hospital.
Sorry.
Well, if all 14,000, yeah, how many people had COVID and didn't go to the hospital? I didn't. Many didn't. Now, wait a minute. By the way, my 82-year-old dad had it, went to the hospital, and they sent him home. Didn't give him anything. Yeah, you got a fever and got COVID. See you later. Go home. God does not give fear. Now, let me ask you a question. If God does not give a spirit of fear, who does? Man and Satan. Anybody that has to lead by fear is not leading right. How about we quit listening to the fear-mongering?
Amen.
How about we find the real truth by finding the right source? Don't believe everything you first hear. How about we believe whom, not believe what?
Amen.
Number two, God says, first of all, hold fast to a sound mind. Number two, he said, hold fast the form which thou hast heard of me in faith. Did you know it takes faith to survive?
Yes, sir.
I don't care if your faith is in some pot-bellied dude called Buddha. Looks like Brother So-and-so. I'm not going to mention names. You can choose. I don't care if you believe in evolution. That's wrong.
Sorry.
Proven wrong. Not a science. Science has to be being able to be replicated. You can't replicate it. Everything about evolution is speculative. Every last bit of it. Well, we found these bones. Yeah, you found about a handful of bones and said something is 37 feet high and 22 feet wide and weighed 3,000 pounds. Out of a handful of bones? I don't think so. I just happen to have my faith in God who created everything and trust a perfect word of God over what man says any day.
Amen.
I just happen to believe that. Did you know that science proves the Bible right? I can take you to the book of Ecclesiastes and show you where it talks about the wind cycles and the water cycle. I can show you the names of the planets and the stars, most of them, in the Bible, and we still call them by those names.
Right.
Pleiades and Orion. Those names are mentioned in the Bible. Sun, the moon, stars. By the way, God created them, put them in place.
Amen. Yes, he did.
Now, I'm not against science. I'm against what some people call science. And when Mr. Fauci stands up and says, I am science, I trust Satan more than I do him. I have a God that's way bigger than a microscopic virus, Russia, or China.
Amen.
I happen to have my faith in the Word of God that is perfect, infallible, and has never been wrong.
Amen.
I would rather trust that. Well, this panel of experts. Yeah, right. Have you ever met some of these people that are so smart they're stupid?
Amen.
Or they're so impressed with their own intelligence they're not real bright? I trust the Bible more than the CDC.
Amen.
I trust Bible preaching over the news media any day.
Amen.
Now, notice Bible preaching, not somebody up in a dress running around calling himself a holy reverend. I'm not saying be foolish, but I am saying this. God says in the book of Romans chapter 1, verse number 17, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 says, the just shall live by faith. Key word there, just.
Amen.
Just means people who have researched and found the truth. Not people just hearing quick information, making quick judgments. You say, well, preacher, what about this certain case? What do you feel about it? Don't know. Not sitting on the court to hear all the information to know. I'll wait till the jury decides, and then I'll let you know what the result was. Everybody doing all right?
Yes, sir.
So, well, I believe, okay, you can believe all you want to believe, but are you sitting in the courtroom hearing all the information to make a just decision? By the way, what is faith? Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes, sir.
There are some things you're going to have to believe by faith. I believe in creation by faith.
Amen.
It takes less faith to believe in creation than it does evolution.
Amen.
Single cell amoeba for millions of years that came from a big bang that they don't know where it all started. But out of all the explosion, there was only one blob of dirt and water that survived. Happened to spin at just the right angle with enough gravity to hold things in. And after millions of years, that single cell amoeba got tired of being by itself. So it decided it was going to split. And it enjoyed the company of the other so much, it kept splitting. And more and more and more. And then one day they said we could work better together as one unit. And came together and started swimming around. After a while, it came to the top and said, I can't breathe up there, but that's a big world up there. I better grow lungs. So after millions of years, it grew lungs. Came out on the shore, didn't have any legs, and took another couple million years to grow some more legs. Then it stood up, and it had troubles climbing and walking around because of that tail, so it, after another couple million years, dropped its tail. Now it teaches in the university.
Amen.
That takes a whole lot more faith than in the beginning God created.
Yes, sir.
Folks, you're going to have faith in something. And I don't know about you, I don't have a whole lot of faith in how stupid man is. I'd rather trust what God says over what man says any day.
That's good.
So, God says we're to hold fast to a sound mind, we're to have hold fast to faith. Number three, we're to hold fast to love. You say, preacher, after what you just said, now you said love? Yes, love. Did you know real love warns? I loved my children enough not to let them play in the street.
Amen.
I loved my children enough to teach them to love their mama, teach them to love and respect authority. Say why? Sometimes I had to get mean to love them, but I still loved them.
Amen.
I happen to believe that God loves me no matter what sickness or disease or problem is going on in the world. Did you know God loved you before there ever was COVID?
Amen.
Did you know God will love you after COVID?
Amen.
Well, how could God allow all this? How many people have asked God to stop it? Well, God's in control of everything. That's where you and I would differ. God's never come down and grabbed you by the head, smacked your face in the ground and said, you got to obey me. A perfect God did not wind this world up, and it's playing out just the way he planned.
Amen.
The way God planned it was we'd live here forever and never sin.
That's right.
When we sinned, we took God's control away from what takes place here, just so you know. Now we have to live the consequences of our sin. Oh, someday God will be in control again. And he will control us by the Holy Spirit if we're saved and we let him control us. But that doesn't mean he stops everything going on around us.
That's right.
God said his spirit, look at 2 Timothy chapter 1 again, verse number 7. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. I inserted the word spirit extra again because it's implied there. It's an understood word there. You say, what is his spirit? The Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
That's why in Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love. First thing, love. Did you know it's the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of you, and not the fruit of a Christian?
Right.
You can't develop the fruit of the Spirit. You can yield to the Holy Spirit, and when I need more love, it's available for me to love someone.
Amen.
I can have the Holy Spirit guide me when, Brother James, when Miss Lily was not well and fixing to go to heaven, you needed God to love you, and you needed sometimes the preacher to love you, and I'd ask God to help me love you the way he would and love through me, and that was the Spirit providing love for you through me and others. Same thing, Brother Scott, when your mama just went to heaven. Miss Loretta, where you at? There she is. Everybody's moved places. Good grief. I got to figure out where everybody's at today. When Jimbo passed, you needed some things, and the Holy Spirit provided it through people that were yielded to the Holy Spirit. Brother Matthew, I remember those days. There was days you needed extra love. There was days you needed some joy. There's days you needed things that the Holy Spirit only could provide, and as I yielded to him, I did my best to help you, and others did too. That's the fruit of the Spirit. I can't go out and develop the fruit of the Spirit. It's the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of the person. But I'm to yield to him and let him do it through me and help people. You see, God wants us to love because love casts out fear.
Amen.
Turn to 1 John. I'm about to shout. 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to read some verses to you. And if this don't light your fire, your wood's wet. 1 John chapter 4. Look at verse number 16. And we have known and believed the love of God that God hath to us. God is love.
Amen.
And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Now watch this. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Boldness is the opposite of fear, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in his love. Oh, preacher, I'm just so worried. Then fall in love with God and let him cast out fear.
Amen.
Can I tell you how to cancel your panic attack and your pity party? Fall in love with God and he'll cast it out. Because perfect love casts out fear.
Right.
Go to 1 John chapter 5. Look at verse number 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. Watch this. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Folks, I don't have anything to worry about in this world.
Amen.
Say, well, preacher, what if you die of COVID? I'm going to die of something someday.
That's right.
How many people are dying of cancer right now? Did you know cancer's still around?
That's right.
Your mama died of cancer.
That's right.
Brother Jimbo died of cancer. There's a 16-year-old boy with leukemia, which is blood cancer, in Minnesota right now. Brother Joe told us, and I mentioned it Wednesday night, of an, I think, 9-year-old boy in California dying of leukemia, cancer. There's a 2.5, 3-year-old boy down in Georgia in my daughter and son-in-law's church that's going through cancer treatment right now. Did you know cancer's still real? The C word used to be cancer. Now it's COVID. And everybody's all panicked about it. Can I tell you something? bless God, if I died today, guess what? I know where I'm going. I'm doing fine.
That's good.
Did you know car crashes still kill people? I guess there is life after COVID. There is life outside of COVID. And we ought not live in the speculation, in the conjecture of fear. I'm not saying be foolish. Well, alcoholism is a sickness. Well, it's the only sickness you pour down your throat. Folks, I'm not going to go to the store and buy cancer and drink it, are you? If somebody threw up today and had the flu, are you going to go drink it?
No.
Now, wait a minute. It's just as ridiculous to say alcoholism is a sickness.
Amen. That's right.
I hate to disappoint you. Say, preacher, you're kind of gross. You got my point across. We're to hold fast to love. And God says that love casts out fear. Did you know I love you? And I try to calm our church through difficult days. I don't try to make you more afraid.
Amen.
When my children are at home, I didn't try to usually scare them, unless it was for fun. There's some things you do just because it's pure fun. That one got me back one day. Or no, it was Jeff that got me back one day. Was it you? Oh, it was you. I used to get up before anybody in the house, and I'd go down in the basement, and I'd read my Bible and pray and stuff. And on my way up, I'd walk through near his bedroom, and I'd flip the light on and wake him up. Well, one day, he woke up just before I walked to his room. He was waiting at the switch. Have you ever felt a hand grab your hand at 5:45 in the morning in the dark? I don't care who you are, you're going to scream like a little girl. Yeah! Gonna happen. He's laying on the floor. Ah! Yeah, I'm gonna get you back one day. Don't worry. He was just trying to get me back for all the days I had gotten him. Wait a minute. The fear mongering of today is getting people away from God's love. Look how many churches won't even have church because of fear. Please don't get angry with me for saying this, but it angers me in my ever-loving fiber of my body that churches are afraid to have church. If we ever needed church, it's in times like these. I'm not talking about virtual church. Virtual church brings virtual Christianity, which brings virtually no results. It's all about love of self and self-preservation. Job 6:16, skin for skin, yea, a man will give all that he hath for his own life. There was a day when preachers used to visit in hospitals. Now we're not allowed to be in there at all. I still visit hospitals when I can. Used to be, first half dozen parking spots at a hospital were for clergy. Most hospitals don't even have it because preachers don't go to the hospital to visit anymore. How tragic. I don't blame the hospitals. I blame the so-called preachers. Well, we can't love somebody. It might potentially get you sick, or you might potentially get somebody else sick. I wonder how many people are dying in hospitals because they lack human touch and human people being there and the people that love them. By the way, you're looking at a man that 14 months ago, my mama was in a casket right there. The last 10 days of her life, nobody got to be at her side. I understand, probably more than you think. The rush to quick information has led to fear, which chases away love. Fear chases love away. We're watching our society turn away from God faster than it ever has. Can I tell you why? Churches have shut down and we've let fear cause people to run away from God. I've got to quit. Let me challenge you to get the wisdom to wait on truth. Don't rush to facts. Wait for truth to reveal itself before making a decision. Research by the whom, not by the what. We need to get back to the justice of truth. God's word is tested by time. It's proven. Let's get back to Bible thinking, not modern thinking.
Amen.
How about we start trusting what God said instead of what man said? My Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar.
Amen.
Guess what? I think we have a better chance in life if we trust God rather than trust man. Shoot, they're as confused as a termite and yo-yo. You don't need a mask. You need a mask. You need two masks. Oh, you don't need anything. You need a vaccination. No, you need two, three, four. You need this. You need that. Amazing. They had stay 6 feet away printed on the floors before they ever knew that there was such a thing. Maybe we ought not to be such a hurry to go to our news apps on our phones and look at it 400 times a day. Maybe we ought to wait for truth to come about and prove itself as truth before we start. I know whom I have believed. Let me ask you a question. What do you believe about eternity? What man's told you or what God told you? We don't get to heaven by our own righteousness. None of us are good enough to get there. We're all sinners.
Amen.
Say, preacher, are you a sinner? I'm a sinner preaching to other sinners. I'm no better than anybody else in this room. But can I tell you something? Jesus Christ came and paid our sin debt for us. You don't get to heaven by what you do. You get to heaven by what he did.
Amen.
You have to forsake what you are and trust what he did to take you there.
That's right.
It's that simple. There's only two kinds of religion in the world. It's done for you and you accept it, or you got to do it to get it. If you believe you do it to get it, then guess what? You're not going to get it. You can get baptized in every church, die and go to hell. Baptism doesn't take anybody to heaven. You can live a good life. You can keep the Ten Commandments. Glad you did. That civil law has nothing to do with going to heaven. You can be a good person, but you'd have to be as good as Jesus. And guess what? You fall short and so do I. God said that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not whosoever lives the best life. Matter of fact, the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not a matter how good you are, it's a matter how good he is. We're all sinners in need of a Savior. By the way, he provided the Savior for us. And so all you have to do is trust him as your Savior. Maybe we need to slow our life down. Not live in fear because we rush to information. How about we rush to truth?
Amen.
Not just facts. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm done.